All right, so we're on this optimistic tone. What I'm really curious about in Washington, are there so many head-scratching diversions and distractions? How are you wrestling with all of that?
Well, I think you put your finger on it. They are diversions and distractions, and they distract us from the real issues, from the priorities, from the real work that we need to do. Right now, Washington, D.C. is all a Twitter, no pun intended. Everyone is focused on this memo and what it may or may not mean. And in fairness, while I understand that the president has authorized its release and that it is now out in the public, I have not yet had a chance to read it. But all throughout this back and forth, it has distracted us from the main issue at hand, which is we have a government that will shut down again on February 8th if we are not able to reach consensus on a budget, on something that we have been working to do but yet been pushing down the road or kicking the can, so that we will now be up against our fifth continuing resolution. This is important for us to resolve as Republicans and Democrats. And so when there is the distraction, and the distraction leads to partisan tension, pulling us away from one another instead of bringing us together to find solutions, that makes it very discouraging. Mm-hmm. And so despite my optimism and my generally upbeat nature, I get very frustrated because I know that the issues in front of us are so important and so serious, and the people of this country expect us to resolve them, not to do something that is going to be politically punitive to one side so that my side can be advantaged. And so it has been somewhat discouraging of late. We need to get around that. The president, to his credit, in his State of the Union speech, I felt, had a strong message to the Congress of, this is your opportunity to come together on issues. I think he needs to do more to help encourage us to do just that, rather than to perhaps encourage more division and more dissension.
I wanted to bring up, we're sort of culturally, we're in this very unique and I think very encouraging moment where women have a new voice, I think, that they haven't had before. And
we were maybe just drowned out.
We're seeing the sea change and this sort of clearing out of organizations and even institutions where behaviors that have been tolerated for so long simply won't be tolerated anymore. Do you see a role for yourself in the Senate? Because what I'm getting to specifically is the institution of the presidency does not seem to be abiding by that same standard and molding that quickly. How difficult is it to change the standards expected of that institution of the presidency, especially with a very interesting figure in that position right now?
Changing the culture where we have been either hiding under the rug examples of discrimination or abuse or harassment, we recognize that as long as we continue to hide that and not address it, not to bring it out and confront it and say this is wrong and this is unacceptable, it will be allowed to continue. So it doesn't make any difference where you are, in what sector. We all have a responsibility to speak out and say it's not acceptable on the Kenai Peninsula, it's not acceptable in a classroom, it's not acceptable in a business workplace, it's not acceptable, because it shouldn't make any difference what your title is, it shouldn't make any difference what your responsibility is. The responsibility that you have is to treat other human beings, all human beings, with dignity and with respect.
Do you think the president is living up to those ideals?
Well, I think it's clear that I have been critical of the president. I spoke out 2 years ago now, when we saw those horrible tapes with the statements that came from the president's mouth. I said that is not acceptable. It is not who we are, and I did not support the president because of that. I think that the president has a role to play in helping to change this culture.
We'll see if we can get there. I want one more question, and then I'll let you go. Looking back to the healthcare debate, and this kind of ties into the same thing we were just talking about. Looking back to the healthcare debate, as a female moderate Republican, that seems to be a bit of a rare bird these days, mm-hmm. for whatever reason. Yeah. Do you find that that's created a niche for you to have a bit more of a voice, or is your voice heard differently, louder?
Well, I think the dynamics in the Senate right now, particularly after the Alabama election, where we are now a more closely divided Senate, 51 Republicans, 49 Democrats, that puts in play not only Lisa Murkowski as a Republican moderate female, but it puts in play just about any other member, because you too can be that pivotal person. So I think it's important to put that into context. But I do think that my view of legislating, which is pretty well known around the Senate, I've been there for 15 years now, people know me as somebody who is willing to work across party lines to come to consensus, to build consensus, to find solutions. And so on many issues, I have been sought out for my opinions, my views. We are in the midst right now of a very difficult issue, and that is immigration, the DACA recipients, the Dreamers who have come to this country and have been extraordinary contributors, in my view, who I am hopeful that we will find a path forward for them to be citizens, but recognizing that there is a bigger picture with immigration. Alaska is not a state where immigration is a huge key burning issue. We're not close to the southern border. Our issues are different in many, many ways. We don't have many of the Dreamers. But I have been engaged in this issue because I have been trying to build consensus between colleagues that come from disparate views, because I recognize that this is important to our country. Well, it might not mean a lot in terms of numbers for us in Alaskans. For every one of those Dreamers who are here, the 100 and some odd that call Alaska home, it's very important to them. Mm-hmm. So I want to try to, again, work to bridge the divide, find the solutions, and be a positive contributor to a legislative process that has kind of gotten mired down more in the partisan politics than I believe we should. What I hope we can get towards is that the world doesn't have to be divided, that solutions do not have to be absolutely defined by the Republican view and the Democrat view, but that there can be an American view. There can be a view that works for all of us. And I think to be in this position in Washington right now, I do have to be positive. I have to be optimistic about the future of our state. I have to be optimistic about our future of the country and what I can do to help contribute to that.